True to his word, Garvey arrived the following evening. Cole was surprised that the guard did not handcuff him as long as Garvey accompanied them. They arrived at the public library a little after 7 o'clock. Already the circle had gathered. Cole recognized most of the faces as those from the old circle, including his lawyer, Nathaniel Blackwood. Peter's lawyer was there, but Peter was missing, and so were Peter's parents. Also noticeably missing from the circle was Cole's dad. As before, the circle began with the keeper giving prayer, while everybody stood and held hands. As they sat down, Cole noticed that Garvey kept glancing over his shoulder toward the door. Several times he checked his watch. After introductions, the keeper described briefly all that had happened and why they were gathered again. She told about Cole burning the supplies, trying to escape, and being mauled. Then she ended by telling how he had spent 6 months in the hospital. That wasn't the whole story, Cole thought. She didn't know about the baby sparrows, the storm, trying to survive, how cold it had been, how alone he had felt, or that he had seen and touched a spirit bear. Cole's response to this opportunity was very disappointing, the keeper concluded. He broke his contract with the circle, and he violated our trust. Is there anything more this circle can reasonably do? One by one, the circle members held the feather and expressed their disappointment over what had happened.
My belief is that this situation should no longer be handled by the circle, one member finally said. Most others nodded their agreement.
Again, Cole noticed Garvey glancing toward the door. Suddenly, the door opened, and everyone turned to look. In walked Edwin. The Tlingit elder seemed totally out of place here in Minneapolis. He still wore faded old blue jeans, but instead of his worn T-shirt, he wore a baggy sweater that covered up most of his pot belly.
"I'm sorry for arriving late," he announced. "Here in the city, you have something we don't have in our village. Traffic."
The circle members chuckled as Garvey asked permission to speak. The keeper handed him the feather, and Garvey introduced everyone to the Tlingit elder.
"May I join your circle?"
Edwin asked reverently. The keeper nodded.
"Yes, please do,"
she said, bringing another chair into the circle and placing it immediately to her left. As Edwin seated himself, he looked over at Cole and nodded. Cole smiled back. The keeper motioned for the feather to continue around the circle.
"We were just getting ready to hear from Cole," she said. "Cole, would you please tell us why you have broken your contract with the circle? Explain why we shouldn't transfer your case back to the court system for prosecution and sentencing."